And 6:06, we have light snow, 18 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 27. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. You're waking up to about a half inch of snow on the ground here in Tulsa this morning. The schools in Tulsa County are open today, but the roads, well, they're slick in spots this morning. Tim McCorkle is with the Tulsa Streets Department.
You know, be careful because there are still some snow-covered areas where it hasn't melted off yet. But like I said, there is salt on it, so I think the traffic will, you know, help it engage in working and melting the snow, and we'll be in good shape.
There are generally two lanes open each direction on the expressway system this morning. You do need to watch the bridges, the overpasses, and the culverts. Well, this cold winter has meant more waterline breaks than usual here in Tulsa, but Matt Trotter reports this morning that outdated pipes are also partly to blame.
Tulsa has about 2,300 miles of pipes in its water distribution system, and about 1,000 miles of those pipes are made of cast iron. Water and Sewer Director Clayton Edwards says that's part of the problem.
The pipes that were replaced, most of them are cast iron pipes. We hadn't put cast iron pipes in the ground for probably over 30 years, ever since I've been here. We put in ductile iron pipe and a lot of PVC pipe.
The city is spending $60 million to replace old pipes over the next 5 years. For now, Tulsa is on track to spend the $9 million it budgeted for waterline breaks. From City Hall, Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this morning, Tacoma Republican Jeff Hickman is elected the new Speaker of the Oklahoma House. The Alfalfa County farmer addressed the House members after his election yesterday afternoon.
Members, we face a year that will require creative solutions. We know the challenges that are ahead, but we need all 101 members of this House on deck.
You can watch Hickman's entire speech on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. He replaces T.W. Shannon, who resigned from the post to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Tom Colburn. A plan to deeply slash the state's income tax from 5.25% to 4% during the next 4 years has cleared its first hurdle. The Republican-led House Appropriations Subcommittee on Revenue and Taxation voted 10-3 yesterday to approve the bill, which now heads to the full Appropriations Committee for consideration. Tulsa Sheriff Stanley Glanz, who runs the county jail, is encouraged by Governor Fallon's proposal to start funding the Justice Reinvestment Initiative. It's a measure designed to expand community programs, but it has lacked funding since its passage in 2011. Sheriff Glanz says those community programs are imperative.
For anyone getting out of prison, you need some kind of support system, and helping that person do that with counselors and resources from the community is imperative to keep them from going back. If they don't have that support system, they are probably going back to prison.
Glanz says he urges state lawmakers to follow through on the governor's proposal to put dollars in place for the Justice Reinvestment Initiative. A Tulsa County jury returns a guilty verdict for Darren Price. He was charged with the murder of an ORU student and her boyfriend at Hicks Park. That's near 34th and South Mingo. Sentencing is set for next week, and he could get the death penalty. Our weather forecast, a winter weather advisory, light snow this morning, clearing this afternoon. We will have a high of 27, partly clear and cold tonight, 16 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and above freezing with a high of 40. And then on Thursday, sunshine and comfortable, a high of 53. National Weather Service radar this morning showing scattered light snow to the north of the Tulsa area. It appears, at least on radar this morning, to be dissipating. Right now, light snow, 18 degrees, a wind chill of 7 above. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.